Paul, what message, if any, were you hoping the rest of the team would get from yesterday's Adam Lowry move, or no? Or was there none?
No, wasn't related to the rest of the team. So I'm a huge Adam Lowry fan and believer. I really, for the future of our franchise and where I see him playing and where I see him fitting, but he wasn't there. And even in the game that he played last night, he touched the puck a lot more often. He just looked a lot more like we had hoped for. And not every career is a straight path. So he got more touches on the puck, got his stick in the right spots, kill some penalties and get into a heavier rotation. So I liked what I saw in his game last night. He needs to build off that.
And that was the best Moose game in a long time, with the knowledge that one or two players might be coming up. Coincidence, you think?
Well, I would hope not. I mean, if you figure out that there's at least one spot open up top and somebody's got to get called up unless we're running 7D, I would like to think that everybody showed what they could do at the best of their abilities.
And have you been to many? Do you go?
Been to a few, but not an awful lot. I mean, we're normally not home at the same time that they are.
So did you have any observations that stuck out from your mind watching that game last night?
So some guys have made some progress from the games that I've seen earlier in the year. I liked, for the most part, the game that they played. I thought they played real hard. The two guys that we called up, I thought, had really good games, really strong games, and they deserve to get an opportunity.
You were talking earlier in the week about the penalty killing being more important in your mind than the power play when we talk about special teams. Is there something generally that you think has gone wrong with your penalty killing this year? And can you just change course in the middle of a season of what you're trying to do? Are you trying to do any of that?
Yes. So we're really trying to focus on getting back on our PK to being good at a few things and not trying to be good at everything. Or, you know, what happens to it is it starts to get caught in the middle ground. When it's at its best, it's very aggressive. The reads are right and the saves are there. And when it's not, you're half aggressive, you're out of position, your reads then become unreadable. The game, you can't figure out what's happening, and the goaltender is seeing a completely different shot than he normally would on the PK, and that is a matter sometimes of just 2 feet of being. So we're going to focus on trying to be good at two or three parts of our penalty kill as a starting point. I think it's just statistically, it's a more important indicator in terms of, and not in any necessarily one game. There are games that if your power play is good, it wins you the game. And if your power play is bad, it may lose you the game because that's where your opportunity. But you can run an inefficient power play over the course of a regular season and still be an elite team. I don't know that you can do that on your PK.
Can you give us an idea of what Armia and or Halaschuk can do for your team right now?
Well, we're going to find that answer tomorrow night. I can tell you a little bit about them as players.
What do you expect? What are you expecting from them?
I'm expecting them to come in and understand the value of an opportunity. I'm not necessarily, clearly we know Matt very well and what he's going to get him, and I've got full confidence. And again, I haven't set the lineup for tomorrow, but if he's in the lineup tomorrow, I have full confidence of what it's going to look like when he breaks. Joel's got there's more of a question mark. But the things that he needed to improve, I think, you know, even in the game last night, you really saw, you know, his hands are very good, and his reads are very, very good. And he kills penalties down there, too, and does a pretty effective job at it, too. So that may be an area that eventually he could grow into. We want to see the pace at the NHL game and give him an opportunity. But they've earned the opportunity to get up here, but now they got to do something in that game. And they're not coming in and playing 20 minutes. They're going to get a limited amount of ice time to show that they can play at that level and you know, just help us win.
May seem like an obvious question, but I guess with knowing that what you expect from Adam Lowry in the future, for these guys coming up, is this an opportunity for them to stay full time?
You get in the lineup, you don't ever have to come out. You really don't ever have to come out. And there are players that do that. So if both of these guys come in, they are probably at times more at the mercy of the result than, let's say, well, Blake Wheeler is. He's going back in the lineup. But if you come up and your team gets on a roll and you're playing well and you're looking good, you wouldn't be changing that.
Last time you saw the Rangers was early in the year. What have you seen from them as of late?
They I can tell you what we expect from him more than what I've seen, because you don't know what's going on in a room, injuries, schedules, and you follow a team, but you never follow them until you have a full understanding of them. They got an awful lot of speed. They got some high-end skill. They can defend hard, and they got good goaltending.
Do you hope Matt helps your penalty kill? Are you leading towards
using
him there?
If I put him out there. So we're going to move. First of all, a big chunk of the guys that are on it were also on it when it was sitting in the five hole over the course of last season, or at parts when our penalty kill was good. So those guys, we're going to put a little different focus on what we're trying to be good at. We're going to give those guys the opportunity to do just that. I would like to spread some minutes over some players. There's some face-off things I got to factor in when I'm doing that, who's taking face-offs. But we've got some guys there that have killed at the minor league level and earlier in their career, and our PK has got to get better, so we've got to find people to do it. I still have faith in the players that we're putting on the ice.
So will you probably slide just one of those two guys into Adam's spot, or are you thinking more of a general shuffle?
No. It's you start moving people out of the routine, like you're pulling guys off different lines all the time, and I'm thinking that, you know, Chris Thorburn, who's blocking some shots, who's killed some penalties, will get some time there. Halaschuk, who's killed some penalties, has got, you know, and then we'll look at Joel and we'll talk about Andrew Kopp as well.
And finally, the mood seems pretty good. How hard is it to keep that up?
Yeah,
and
that is our job right now. It's not an easy thing to do when you've lost your last game and haven't won enough prior to that to feel good and be okay with the loss. So there's your challenge. You got to get out of bed in a bad mood and find a way. I mean, whatever drives you. You want to stay in a bad mood, and that drives you and makes you better. But there's a harder, it's probably mentally tougher to be in a good mood, but a bigger crowd. If you're dragging your lip around here, you're never going to get to the NHL. It's going to help our hockey team win. We got to be driving and upbeat and excited about our game. So when you come to the rink and you're not in a good mood, you've got to find a way to get into one. I'm not talking about being happy and being casual. I'm talking about being positive that you've worked hard enough that your next result's going to be better than your last.
And that happens even on the ice in a practice, right? You blow a power play, you don't hang your head, is it?
You got to fight through it. I mean, whether you're the guy in the nets got beat by four, I only care about the fifth one. And having that mental toughness is something that you learn to do, but it's also something that the team has its own life, and we're trying to develop that.